Hey guys, this is Jeremy from Will It, and you're listening to Do Not Keep Silent.
Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent.
Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.
Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
Hey everybody, this is Jason DeZurich hanging out in Rock Falls, Illinois. And I'm hanging out with Brittany McFarland, who's with Master's Commission out of Arkansas, or we'll say Arkansas, but I'm just kidding, Arkansas. And we just did an interview here at a youth, you can explain it more because you've been here all week. So what is this ministry here? And then we're going to get into Master's Commission.
Sure.
And by the way, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Well, this is called Crossroads Youth Group. It's a youth group that Chris Stanley has ran, and he's done an incredible job of these students and just pouring into their lives. And we've been here all week just kind of helping out the church in any small areas as far as painting and moving furniture or just doing anything, scrubbing the carpets, doing anything that we can to serve them. And then tomorrow, Thursday, we're going to be putting on a multimedia drama, and hopefully students will be able to connect with it and see themselves in this drama, and hopefully like God will stir up some change inside of them and cause them to have an experience that they will remember for hopefully the rest of their lives. So
that's very cool. And for our listeners who are not familiar with Master's Commission, what the heck is it?
Sure. Master's Commission is actually a 9-month discipleship program, and you can do it up to 3 years. You get full hands-on training as well as curriculum that will equip you with the knowledge of just going deeper into the Bible, learning how to study the Bible. Also, we've kind of learned, you know, how to defend the Bible in a lot of ways, which is very beneficial if you're going out in ministry. And certain people aren't afraid to attack you, so you got to be prepared no matter what and know your stuff. And Masters helps equip you so you can go out in life and you can do ministry, do what God has called you to do.
Well, and I've noticed, too, it seems like you guys actually believe that the Holy Spirit is real. So, can you go into that a little bit?
Sure.
I say that because we always have people that, you know, believe in the Trinity, but they believe in Father, Son, and then the Spirit is like the ugly stepchild. So, help our listeners understand, why is the Holy Spirit so important?
Well, honestly, when Jesus ascended to heaven, he sent us the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is here to help direct us, guide us. And honestly, like, I feel like that, I believe that that's how you do ministry. Like, the Holy Spirit directs you in to certain people, directs you what to say to certain people. There are gifts of the Holy Spirit, and through those, people are saved. And it's only through the Holy Spirit that people can come into Christ. He's who draws people into the Father. And I once read a book by Francis Chan, Forgotten God. And honestly, if you forget the Holy Spirit, you're forgetting God, because he's God, very much God. So if you are forgetting the Holy Spirit, then you are forgetting a huge portion of God. And so how can you say you know God if you don't know the Holy Spirit? Kind of thing. So
yeah, absolutely. And yeah, again, friends, I'm sitting down here, actually we're standing, but with Brittany McFarland. She's with Master's Commission, and you're on your third year with that. And by the way, where can people find information out about Master's Commission?
Actually, our Master's Commission is shifting into an internship, and it's called Harvest Time Interns, and I believe it's .com, and you can go online and you can learn all about it. It's going to be just as much training. It's going to be less expensive, so it's good. And it's also, the hours are more beneficial for people who maybe want to do college and do ministry as well and get training in that. And so they can go online and view all the information there.
That's really awesome. Now, you said it's a 3-year program, basically, and so you're in your third year. Why is that so important?
Well, third year is decision-making year for especially me, because I'm wanting to go out and do ministry now, and I have 4 months left, and I'm just waiting on where God wants to take me and the direction he wants. So my next step, I'm unsure of right now, but I know that God has it planned out, and I'm just trusting that the closer it gets, the more he's going to be able to direct me into the steps that he wants me to take.
Well, I think that's awesome. And, you know, as far as people getting involved with Master's Commission, is it really easy, or is it like a big process? You have to fill stuff out? I mean, what?
Masters is pretty easy. There's several. They're all over the U.S. and they're also international. They're all over, and you can just honestly, you can find them online. And usually, each place will have their own website, and you can just go and look and see which one you feel called to. And either way, you're going to get some great training.
Well, that's awesome. You know, you've been here all week doing ministry, and then we come in and just ruin everything for you. But, you know, I came down, everybody, with Fades Away out of Minneapolis. And if you could, I mean, with what you saw, with what we were doing and such, you know, did you like what you were seeing? Do you think the kids were responding? What?
Yeah, no, I think you were able to, and it was a young audience, so you were able to capture their attention and keep them focused on what you're doing. And that's hard for students like that to pay attention. So I was amazed at the ability that you had to completely engage them and draw them into what you were doing. And I feel like a lot of them, if not most of them, got what you were saying, especially the guy that uses the example. But no, that was incredible to see the students, how they were just so focused on what you were saying. And I know that they loved the band. Absolutely, they loved it. So,
well, that's awesome. And, you know, if you could, for people who are like, well, you know, did she, you know, and him talk about what was going on with the ministry and stuff, did I talk to you about this before, or did I just kind of shotgun this?
Absolutely not. You actually came up to me after it was all over and introduced yourself, so.
So, if there was just one thing, Brittany, you could tell our listeners, whatever that is, if there's one thing God is showing you, whether it's through Scripture, hearing the Holy Spirit, whatever it is, what is that one thing and what would that be?
I think that one thing would be, if you feel like you have a dream, no matter how hard it may seem or how tough it may feel in that journey to get there, keep going for it, because it's obviously God has put that dream inside of you. And don't fall short, and do not settle for anything less than that dream that God has given you.
Sounds like you've been reading the book of James a little bit.
I have actually.
Yes. Well, I just want to encourage you, keep reading it, and then also read Hebrews.
Read Hebrews.
Okay. 11 and 12.
Yep.
To encourage you to mature as well, because we both have a long way to go. So, absolutely. Why Matthew 10?
Matthew 10, oh gosh. It talks about being a sheep and going among the wolves. And it talks about not to worry, too, because the Holy Spirit is going to give you the words to say. And no matter what people do to you, they cannot just, all they can do is destroy your body. So not be afraid of man, but be afraid of God, because he can destroy both the body and the soul. And so it's just kind of encouraging to know that God is on my side, and to fear God and not man. So no matter what I go or step into, God's always going to be with me to protect me and get me through things.
I'm hanging out with Jason, Jared, Casey, Chastity, and it's Russ. So, and Russ is like, hey, dude, I am the man. Anyways, we're hanging out. These guys all work with youth here in Illinois, all this stuff. What did you think about the whole evening tonight?
It was awesome.
Why?
Bands were great. You were great. Message was great. Kids liked it. It was good.
And your name is Tristan, right?
Yes.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
Why are you so important from tonight?
Because I demonstrated us humans.
Okay. Yeah, you demonstrated what it was like to have a relationship with God, right?
Yep.
Yep. Awesome. He was a young man. So, okay, Casey, I'm going to come to you. What did you enjoy about tonight, and what did you learn, if anything?
Well, actually, I came in late, so I was...
Alrighty then.
But you did very well with keeping their attention, and you really hit home with a lot of these kids. I could just see it on their faces, so I just appreciated your message.
Okay, well, thank you very much. All right, we're going to come back over to you. How about you, Chastity?
It was very inspirational.
Okay. What was inspirational, and why?
Well, I really enjoyed having the kids pray over us. That was really encouraging and uplifting.
Okay. All right, can you explain what took place and help our listeners understand what that was like?
All the kids put their hands forward and prayed for us youth leaders, or people that are involved with youth, and just prayed over us to encourage us and help us to have a better walk with Christ, to be better leaders for them.
Okay. All right, and why was that so touching, if you will?
Because it's usually the opposite. It's usually us giving all for them, and just to see that they cared enough to think that we need a little love too was really nice.
You know, one thing, I don't know if you saw, but one thing that for sure was neat is there was a young man out there who would not raise his hands. And I was so I know this sounds weird. I was so encouraged to see that he was willing to at least stand up for what he believed in. Now, I don't like that, but at least he was willing to say, I don't believe in this stuff. And so I encourage you guys as leaders, look for those kids who are saying, no, I don't want to. And just love on them, you know, show them, point them the way and let them figure it out themselves, if you will. You know, I mean, that's what it really is about. So what about you, Jared?
It was okay.
Okay. Russ? No. Jared?
No, it was a really good night. You were really, really kept the kids' attention and had a really good message. I enjoyed it.
What'd you think of Fades Away?
They're pretty good. I've heard them before, and they rocked. They rocked it.
Okay, well, that's good. And Russ, my man, what about you? What did you think about tonight?
Do I have to be honest?
Absolutely.
It was an awesome night. It was truly a blessing.
Okay. What was a blessing?
The bands, the interaction with the youth, the speaker, the message really hit home. It was nice to see it was nice to have the youth praying for us.
Well, good. I'm glad you enjoyed that. And, you know, so the kids were paying attention as far as you could tell?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think there was... I mean, were there kids that grew tonight, or did they just kind of sit there and just be nice about it?
I think there were a lot of lives touched tonight.
Okay, I'm just going to pick on you guys. You have an event here called Inferno, is that right? There's something called? And you seem like you're the one who knows everything about it. So with Inferno, what is Inferno, and why do you do this event?
We started Inferno 2 years ago to reach our youth. It's our big event where we hold a concert. Invite people from all over. We've had many states come. It's just to show the love of Jesus and get the kids out there that and touch people that may not normally come to an event like that, because we're bringing in bands that aren't necessarily expected for this area.
What does that mean?
They rock. They're not country.
Okay. And so, what, you know, for a listener that's out there, like a youth pastor or maybe a volunteer, that has a dream and God's maybe put a dream into them. Are you saying that, I mean, basically it sounds like this kind of started out as an idea or nothing, and now it's kind of a reality, is that right?
Absolutely. There's 6 of us on the youth committee that plan it, and in Cross Ties, I'd say there's probably 25, 30 of us, but it's not a large group, and none of us have any money, and we've just a lot of hard work, a lot of prayer, a lot of relying on God.
Okay, you say you don't have a lot of money. Do you live in the United States?
We don't have a lot of funding for this event, I should say.
I totally am picking on you. So, well, I really appreciate you guys. And I want everybody out there to speak out the name of Jesus Christ in action and in word.
Do not keep silent.
Find us online at worldviewwarriors.org.